Tuesday, March 6th. President had a very heavy day scheduled right from 8:30 through to 6 o'clock, and then the first of the two fat cat dinners tonight. He did have me in at 6 for a short time and reacted to the day, making the point that it basically was useless because all of the events were spinning wheels. He went over the schedule and item by item made the point that none of the things really need to be done, nor did any of them really advance the ball for us in any way. He got into a little discussion of schedule strategy. Ehrlichman had raised with him the idea of doing a series of regional briefings, and he's not inclined to do that. He feels we've already done it and we shouldn't do the same thing over, that we need a new idea to get attention, but that Agnew should get out and do the regional briefings. He feels a Baroudi operation has failed on their promotion of the budget battle and that we need to replace him. And had some ideas on plans for the dinner tonight. Ehrlichman reported earlier, he and Timmons, on the president's leadership meeting this morning, which was apparently quite historic. This was just with Scott and Ford, and we knew that Scott intended to come in and complain about things on the Hill and suggest the president have a series of meetings up there with the Republican senators. Scott started off doing exactly that and said the mood was very bad and whined on and on for 2 or 3 minutes. The president just let him go, and then he stepped in and said, "Hugh, people really don't," he used a lot of apparently pretty strong profanity and said the press the Senate are nothing but a bunch of A's, and that we never get anything from them. There's nothing that does any good, no matter what we do for them. And all I can say is F the Senate. That we bring them down and give them their cookies and treat them nice socially in order to cover the things we need to do, but we can't count on them for any vote and never have been able to. He then swung over and turned to Jerry and said, "Now tell me about what we can count on in the House." At another point, he turned to Carl Ogus and said, you forget wasting time on the Senate, and you get over to the House and get to work where we can get something done." Then at a later point, Scott interrupted and said, "Well, Mr. President, I need some advice on handling votes. What do you want me to do as the leader when the great bulk of the Republicans decide to vote against the administration on a particular issue? Should I vote with the majority of our people, or should I stay with the administration and stick out like a sore thumb by voting the other way?" And the president said, "Hugh, it doesn't make any difference. You can vote any way you want. Nobody gives an S what the Senate does or how the Senate votes." Everybody present felt this was going to have quite a substantial effect and probably a very salutary one on Scott as it sort of shapes him up. End of March 6th.